For those who like predictability and order, Advent is your season. It is always 4 Sundays, and each Sunday has a theme, the same every year. Last week it was hope, this week it is peace. While the scripture changes in 3-year cycles, the subject matter doesn't. Last week it always deals with end times, the time when God's will comes to fruition. This week should be called John the Baptist Sunday. It always features John, everybody's crazy uncle, the one with questionable fashion sense and an eccentric diet, yelling and screaming at everyone whenever he gets a chance, prepare for the Lord. While I'll grant that there is a place for predictability and order in our lives, after all, I am an Anglican, I find it a challenge to find something new to say on Advent themes year in and year out. For that reason, I'm grateful to Michael Benedict, who I mentioned last week, for his new book, God is the Good We Do. He isn't a theologian, he is an architect. He isn't a Christian. He's a secular Jew. His parents were atheists, not surprisingly, after having survived Nazi extermination camps. He is not. But his understanding of God as doing is new to me. I find it intriguing, especially in Advent. For ultimately, Advent is a verb. It is about preparing to find God at Christmas and being awake enough to recognize God when we do. Benedict has given me a new place to look for Advent hope, peace, love, and joy. Last week, I shared his understanding that whether or not God exists is entirely up to us. God comes into being by what we do and not do, according to him. While we are not God, what we are doing might be. This God has no image, only actions. This is a God of deeds, not creeds, he says. How Advent is that? Benedict goes further to explain that this God, contrary to our normal understanding, is not all-powerful. God is weaker than a curl of smoke, he says. God is not all-knowing. God only knows what you do. God is not everywhere, but wants to be. God is only where God is and who God is, which is here and there and now and again, wherever good is being done. Ultimately, God is the good we do. When and where and as we do it, he says. God is practiced like dance, like music, like kindness, like love. And what are we to practice? According to Benedict, our task is restoring the fully human person we were born to be before fears and cultural expectations warped and distorted the image, becoming more loving, more compassionate, more courageous, more just, more intelligent, more happy, more caring, more excellent in physical grace and skill, longer lived in health, and further seen in the wisdom that would have us preserve, honor, and promote all forms and instances of life. So with John's call to prepare and Benedict's call to practice in mind, I have created a Christmas wish list for us all. My hope is, for all of us, is that this is the Advent where we finally get it. And in doing so, live the lives we were intended to live, that God might be here and now and everywhere. The good I hope for each of us is that we overcome all our fears, stop dead in our tracks, and hear a voice inside the wilderness in our heads that cries out, enough! Enough fighting, enough crying, enough struggling to hold on to a reality that isn't, never was, and never will be. The God we are waiting for to save us won't come into existence until we do our part. And like a child quieting down after a tantrum, our sobs begin to subside. We shudder once or twice. We blink back our tears. And through a mantle of wet lashes, we begin to look at the world and ourselves with new eyes. May this Advent be our awakening. Awake, we realize that it's time to stop hoping and waiting for something to change, and waiting for something to change or for happiness, safety, and security to come galloping over the next horizon. We come to terms with the fact that there is no Prince Charming, and we are not Cinderella, and that in the real world, there aren't always fairy tale endings, or beginnings, for that matter, or any guarantee of happily ever after must begin with us. In the process, a sense of serenity is born, Advent peace. Awake, we realize we are not perfect, and that not everyone will always love and appreciate or approve of who or what we are, and that's okay. We learn that people don't always say what they mean or mean what they say, and that not everyone will be there for us, and that it's not always about us. And we begin to sift through all the trash we've been fed about how we should look and how much we should weigh, what we should wear and where we should shop, where we should go to school or what we should do for a living, who we should choose for our friends, who we should marry, and what we should expect of a marriage. Those ideas about the importance of having and raising children or what we owe to our parents. We learn that it is truly in giving that we receive the most, and that there is power and glory in creating and contributing, and we stop maneuvering through life merely as a consumer looking for our next fix. We learn that principles such as honesty and integrity are not the outdated ideals of a bygone era, but the mortar that holds us together, the foundation upon which we must build a life. We learn that we don't know everything, and it's not our job to save the world. We learn to distinguish between guilt and responsibility, and the importance of setting boundaries and learning to say no. We learn that the only cross to bear is the one we choose to carry, and that martyrs get burned at the stake. Then we learn about love, romantic love, and familial love, and worldly love, how to love, how much to give in love, and when to stop giving or walk away. We learn to look at things as they really are and not as we would have them be. We stop trying to control people, situations, and outcomes. We learn that just as people grow and change, so it is with love. We learn that we don't have the right to demand love just to make us happy. We look in the mirror and come to terms with the fact that we will never be a perfect 10, though I'm trying. Nobody is, not even those airbrushed models. And we stop trying to compete with the image inside our heads and agonizing over how we stack up. We learn that our body really is a temple and begin to care for it with respect. We begin eating a balanced diet, drinking more water, taking more time to exercise. And we learn that fatigue diminishes the spirit and can create doubt and fear. So we take more time to rest. And we learn that just as food feeds the body, laughter feeds the soul. So we take more time to laugh and to play. We learn that for the most part in life, we get what we believe we deserve, and that much of life truly is self-fulfilling prophecy. We learn that anything worth achieving is worth working for, and that wishing for something to happen is different from working toward making it happen. More importantly, we learn that in order to achieve success, we need direction, discipline, and perseverance. We also learn that no one can do it all alone, and that it's okay to risk asking for help. We learn to fight for our life and not to squander it, living under a cloud of impending doom. We learn that life isn't always fair. We don't always get what we think we deserve, and sometimes bad things do happen to good people. On these occasions, we learn not to take it personally. We learn that God isn't punishing us or failing to answer our prayers. It's just life happening. We learn that negative feelings such as anger, envy, and resentment must be redirected, or they will suffocate the life out of us and poison the universe that surrounds us. We learn to admit when we are wrong and build bridges instead of walls. We learn to be thankful and to take comfort in many of the simple things we often take for granted: a full refrigerator, clean running water, a warm bed, a long hot shower. Slowly, we begin to take responsibility for ourselves by ourselves, and to make ourselves a promise to never betray ourselves and to never settle for less than our heart's desire. May this Advent inspire us to put up a wind chime outside our window so we can listen to the wind. Let us make it a point to keep smiling, to keep trusting, and to stay open to every wonderful possibility. Finally, with courage in our heart and with faith by our side, let us take a stand, take a deep breath, and begin to design the life we want to live as best we can. It will be enough. This is the God we are called to give birth to. This is the God we are to awaken this Advent. But don't just wake up. Experience the awakening. God is in the action. There you will know peace. It is enough. Amen.